Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Bruce Hallenbeck is a wonderful actor, filmmaker, writer, and author. Does so many things well, and I'm speaking to him from upstate New York, or he's in upstate New York. How are you, Bruce?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. And you just said to me off mic, Ichabod Crane, and he's from up in that area, or at least the character and Washington Irving spent some time up there. And I know you kind of said it just in passing, but what's the story? And you're in Volusia, New York.
Yep. Well, Ichabod Crane was based on a person named Jesse Merwin, who was a school teacher who lived in Kinderhook. And in fact, his house is still around, and so is the schoolhouse that he taught in. All the characters were people that Washington Irving knew in Kinderhook, and he just transplanted them to the Tarrytown setting for the story. So both towns kind of have been feuding over who owns the rights to it for a couple hundred years now, but we both do, basically.
Does Washington Irving have any descendants? Is there anyone left from that bloodline?
Not that I know of around here. There may be in Tarrytown. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he was a fascinating character. He was,
He was.
Go ahead.
A
great writer, obviously. So you're coming from a good area there, a lot of creative juices flowing, and you're doing some writing yourself. And we'll get into, you know, your film a little bit and your acting. What's your latest on the book front?
My latest book, which is coming out by the end of the year, is called Poe Pictures, and it's about every Edgar Allan Poe movie ever made from The Silent Days up to now. So much research was involved in this, and we're hoping to get somebody well-known to do the foreword. That's the only thing we're waiting on right now. But it's full of illustrations of rare Poe movies and, Poe being one of my heroes, of course.
No question about that.
I try to drink less than he does, but
what's an ideal forward for a book like that? Stephen King would be a great one, but somebody like that? Somebody that's got a little darkness to their personality.
Well, Stephen King was actually our first choice, and it wasn't that he turned us down. His assistant did. He said, "Well, he doesn't have time to do all these things." Which I understand perfectly. We've been contacting Guillermo del Toro, who certainly has the chops to write it forward for a book like this. So we're searching around right now.
Now, you started out as an actor, or you started out as a writer?
Well, I've always been writing since I was a little kid. And I think my introduction to indie filmmaking probably goes back to the wonderful Famous Monsters of Filmland magazine, edited by Forrest J. Ackerman. I picked up a copy of that when I was about 9, and I saw an article in there about a kid named Don Gloot who made his own movies. And I thought, if he can do it, I can do it. So starting around age 13, I got a camera and started making movies. Never really stopped.
When you talk about getting a camera, what was it that you got? What a Super 8? I mean, 8mm? What kind of camera at that point?
Well, since I'm ancient, it was an original 8mm camera, Kodak Brownie camera. It was my first one. And then I graduated to Super 8, and then eventually got it into 16, and all the rest of the video. So it's kind of like learning all the different formats over time.
Well, let me remind everyone who I'm speaking to, if they just joined us or they just turned on their radios a little late. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, Bruce G. Hallenbeck is our very special guest, and he is a filmmaker. He's an author. An actor. He does so many things very well, and I'll tell you what, it's nice to talk to someone who's started doing something out of the love of it, and you can kind of tell from his movies that he loves it. And let's let's talk about the first film that you shot. And first of all, what was it? And how long was the process between, I guess, Genesis, the start of it, and the completion of the first film?
You're talking about the first professional one?
The first one that you would call, you know, film.
Well, there's kind of a long story to that. Can I start at the beginning?
Yeah.
I wanted to make a movie called Gravesend. I wrote the script, and I sent it around to people who had worked for Hammer Films, because I was always a huge Hammer fan. So I had letters of intent from people like Ralph Bates and Caroline Monroe and all sorts of interesting people to do the film. Unfortunately, the financing for that, we thought we had it in London, and then it just all fell apart, which was kind of heartbreaking. So I thought, well, okay, I can still make another film on a lower budget. So I decided to remake Carl Dreyer's Vampyr, of all things, because it seemed like it would be easy to do in the sense that he used amateur actors in his film. There wasn't a lot of dialogue. It was mostly visual. And so we decided to do it. And we found a place called Eastfield Village, which is in Rensselaer County up here. And that was a reconstructed 19th century village owned by this rich guy. So we filmed the whole movie there with his permission. And I think from inception to completion, we completed the film about a year after we started, because we were shooting just on weekends. And we were shooting at 16 millimeter. So that gets a little complicated. But midway through, we ended up with a distributor. They came up from Port Henry, New York, I think it is. No, not Port Henry, Port Chester. Port Chester, New York, in Westchester County. A company called Panorama. And we thought we were the, you know, luckiest people in the world. of course, when they came in, they started imposing their ideas on it, which they said, well, we got to have some nudity in this film and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, okay, we put some nudity in the film and blah, blah, blah. The whole movie was completed. We had started in 1988. It was completed in 1990 and released on VHS in 1990. So, you know, it was a success story in the sense that we finished it, but we never got a dime for it at the time.
Yeah, well, still, the success is it got the ball rolling, and really it started a nice career for you. Did you ever hear back from Hammer on that, the British company? I assume you're talking about the British company, right, Hammer Films?
Yeah. Well, we had had letters of intent from several of the actors that had worked at Hammer. Hammer Films itself was they weren't really doing anything at the time. They were sort of out of business. They came back later. But, no, I never heard anything directly from them. But, you know, as it turned out, that project wasn't completed anyway. I wish it had been. That would have been really something. It was kind of like a Hammer reunion film.
Yeah, well, not to cut you off, but how long did the relationship last with the Portchester film distributor?
Well, a couple of years, and then a few years later, Vampyr got picked up again by a company called EI Cinema, which is now known as Pop Cinema, run by Michael Rasso down in New Jersey. And he and I hit it off, and we did a lot of collaborations. I wrote some films for him, starring Misty Monday. I don't know if you remember her. Mm-hmm. But you know, he is one of the few honest distributors I know, and he actually got me some money for Vampyr.
Wow. That's always a plus, especially when you're dealing with independent films. You get a little bit of money back and you put it right back in. I'm going to ask you to stay right with us, but in closing, we got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Tell us where you can get the latest book. Tell us where you can get all of your books. I'm sure Amazon and any place they find literature.
But,
go ahead.
Yes, they do. Yeah, you can get them all on Amazon. I've got 12 books out now, you can get them at Amazon. You can get them from the publishers. Most of my publishers are in England. They're easily available. Just type my name in on Amazon, and I'll come up.
And also, in closing, give us the best, I don't know, website or the social media site where people can kind of follow along with what you're doing?
Well, really, I think just my Facebook page, because I pretty much keep everybody up to date there. I've got like 3,000 followers at this point. So, you know, whenever I have a big announcement, I just make it on my homepage.
Well, it's terrific. It's always nice to talk to someone who does many things very well. And just to everyone there who just may have missed some of this, Bruce Hollenbeck has been our very special guest, a wonderful actor and filmmaker, director, writer, and the author of 12 books, which is impressive all its own, but really a fascinating career. We got to get a part two with Bruce sometime in the future, but congratulations on all the success, Bruce, and good luck with everything you have going on in the future. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much, Frank. I appreciate it.
Bruce Hollenbeck has been our very special guest. Again, wonderful filmmaker, author of 12 books. Just check him out. Check out his IMDb. You'll see some of the best horror films there, indie horror films that you'll ever want to see. And if you're a fan of the genre, you'll know who Bruce is already. But Bruce Hollenbeck has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.